This is Fresh Air. The TV series Batman has been released on home video for the first time since it premiered in the 60s. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, watched it the first time around and is very, very happy to see it finally come out on DVD.
If you're an impressionable young kid hitting your teens right now, chances are pretty good you've been watching and enjoying some Batman. Either Christian Bale and Christopher Nolan's just completed Dark Knight trilogy, or the prequel series Gotham, now showing on Fox. If you came of age a generation ago, your Batman of choice was likely to have been the big-screen Caped Crusader played by Michael Keaton or George Clooney, or maybe even Val Kilmer. But between 1966 and 1968, long before any of those versions of the DC Comics hero, Batman came to the screen in a much lighter and brighter ABC series starring Adam West. The Dark Knight, it wasn't. This Batman was played for laughs, with its star's no-nonsense delivery making it all the more tongue-in-cheek. With its pop art sensibility, vibrant colors, and rogues gallery of playful guest stars, Batman was a brief but major hit. Frank Gorshin as the Riddler, Cesar Romero as the Joker, Burgess Meredith as the Penguin, and Julie Newmar as Catwoman. These were some of the original villains who made this Batman a TV phenomenon right from the start. That first season, ABC presented 2 episodes per week in a serialized cliffhanger format, and both installments made that year's top 10. Yet until now, this particular incarnation of Batman has never been released on home video. Not on DVD, not even on VHS. But Warner Brothers Home Video has just released the entire Adam West Batman series on DVD and Blu-ray, including a limited edition collectible box set that comes with a set of Batman trading cards and even a Hot Wheels Batmobile. Some collectors, I guess, will geek out over all that extra stuff. But personally, I love the extras that come on the bonus disc. Like the original screen test of Burt Ward, who won the role of Robin, and the original pilot for a planned Batgirl spinoff, and a new documentary which has various Batman experts placing the TV series squarely in the pop art movement of the mid-60s.
Batman 66 was it not just mimicking the comic book, but mimicking the mimicker of the comic books. Roy Lichtenstein was doing these paintings where he was literally painting a comic book panel and enlarging it and showing the sound effects.
What Lichtenstein did was bring the general, originally art world, and then the general public to an awareness factor of the value of comics and comic art.
Dozier's team looked at that phenomenon of what was going on, and they said, okay, so he's taking this from comics and he's making it cool, he's making it mainstream. How do we go full circle? How do we bring that back? And how do we take that pop art sensibility and bring that to this incarnation of comics and make it work in a non-print medium? And they used the sound effects, they used the cartoon-style title, all those visual elements to bring you into it, and then brought it to life with the color and the costuming and the production design.
Most of all, of course, I love these old Batman episodes themselves. Certainly, that goes for the classics, like the ones with the original Catwoman and those pop art fight scenes.
You feline devil! What have you done with Robin?
Aw, is that any way to greet an old friend, Batman? Not even a hello, how are you? Teach him some manners, fellas.
But to be honest, I also enjoy watching the really obscure, justifiably forgotten, admittedly bad ones. Who remembers Zsa Zsa Gabor as Minerva, or Ida Lupino as Dr. Cassandra? I didn't. But I do remember Joan Collins, in a pre-Dynasty role at her most alluring, playing the seductive villainess known as the Siren. Her high-pitched, mini-skirted spell worked well, and not just on Commissioner Gordon.
A glorious morning in Gotham City, but in Commissioner Gordon's office, the Siren readies a nasty scheme.
Now, Commissioner, you are ready to do my bidding.
Your merest wish is my ultimate command.
Just say yes, that will be sufficient, although superfluous.
No man can resist the stunning note of my voice, 2 octaves above high C.
I remember the siren, and especially Catwoman, very fondly indeed. Various rights issues have kept Batman from home video release until now. So younger viewers, those seeing this goofy, playful comic book TV version for the first time, may be very pleasantly surprised by the fun to be had here. And for fans of a certain age, who are old enough to remember the 60s, I'm fairly certain this long-delayed box set will be worth the wait. Holy sensory overload, Batman.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and has curated an exhibition on the history of television, which is on view at the Apex Art Gallery in New York through December 20th. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Rebaldonato, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.